So I was in Australia, and I had to... Boy, poor America is going through so many giant moral dilemmas. One of them was gays in the military. Big issue. Big issue. Gays in the military. Gays want to be in the military. What do y'all think about that? Well, here's what I think. I'll go ahead and tell you what I think. Anyone dumb enough to want to be in the military should be allowed in. That's the only requirement. Apparently, push-ups or sit-ups you can do. You want to be in? There's a helmet. Go dig a foxhole. We'll tell you when we need you. I love watching these congressional whatever, these meetings going on, and these military guys with their very serious, you know, the esprit de corps of the military, and we're a fine moral, you're a murderer! Shut the fuck up! You're hired killers, okay? Go under the fucking rock till we lift it and sick you on some little brown nation. Until then, shut the fuck up. Okay? Till we tell you to go napalm a village of children and fucking women. Until then, Mr. Moral fucking organization, shut the fuck up. You're there. You take orders, you fuck! Somehow we've gotten out of, you know, perspective here, how the government works. I know it's from watching that fucking show, Cops, too. It scares the shit out of everyone. But it's fascinating. I can't, I watch it every night. Oh, my God. Really busted these people. The most horrible, queasy feeling. Why don't you just have a show called Stormtrooper? IRS, have a different fucking guest each week. This week it's Red Fox on IRS Bust. Who that at my door? What you want? The rings on your fucking finger. Next week it's Willie Nelson. Watch them meet the IRS. What is the fascination about watching, you know, this arm of terrorism fucking go with impunity through our fucking lives? You think this is a good thing?
You are free to do what we tell you.
Hear that, Hank? We're free. That's what everyone asked me in Australia, too. Because everyone, first of all, I'm from Texas, so everyone in Australia, first of all, thinks you're a goofball, right? Because of that fucking image Texas has. Because of the national media. No matter what happens, when the national media cuts to Houston or Texas, no matter what happens, no matter what the story's about, what's the first thing you see when they cut to Texas? Exactly. That fucking two-step band. No matter what the story's about, either.
The first man launched to Mars is about to take off from NASA. Let's go to Houston right now.
What is this, some intergalactic fucking hayride? I've lived here my whole life. I've never seen this fucking band. Who are these people? When I was 13, I was in a punk band. It was in a barn. But still.
UFOs have landed in San Antonio. Let's cut down there now. Swing your alien round and round.
Bunch of goofballs we are. It's embarrassing. And part two is, you know, from America, they're like, are you proud to be an American? They kept asking me that. It's a real weird question. Proud to be an American? I said no. I had nothing to fucking do with it. You know what I mean? What did I have to do? My parents fucked here. Big deal. What's left for me to take credit with? They should put that on our flag. Not stars and stripes. Pictures of our parents fucking. Maybe this bund rally mentality won't fucking have a foothold. Gather people around that flag and see your dad hunched over your mom's big 4x4 butt. Yeah, I'm proud to be from there. That's where my pride comes from right there. stage in Australia, and this American tourist woman comes up. Aren't you proud to be American? I said, why? What America? What? There's no such place. It's a fucking round world, man. Well, aren't you proud of America? And I go, like, what? Of what? What would I be fucking proud of? Well, like, the Grand Canyon. What the fuck are you? Is that you I saw digging that? I can't take credit for the Grand Canyon. My schedule will prove I had little to do with the Grand Canyon. But you know what I mean, man. I mean, I'm not, you know what I mean? It's just nothing you crack, you know, you just, it's life. I was real embarrassed a few years ago with that flag burning fiasco in the country, and I was so embarrassed, man, watching the news and watching these idiots on the news. Hey, buddy, my daddy died for the flag. Bummer, I bought mine. You know, they sell them at Kmart for $3. No violence is necessary. Hey, buddy, my daddy died in the Korean War for that flag. What a coincidence. My flag was made in Korea.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after.
No one ever died for a flag, okay? Ever. You may have died for what the flag represented. Okay, which is the freedom to burn the flag. It's called a paradox. Philosophers can live with it. I believe we can too. I believe it's time to evolve. I really do. Ready? Go. Okay, I'll go first. Saying you should burn a flag. I didn't say you should burn a flag. Did anyone hear me say you should burn a flag? No, I didn't say that. Because I didn't say it.
Are you saying you think people should be able to burn flags?
Yeah. So here's what I actually think. Because in the true definition of freedom, here's what I think we should do. Make everybody happy. You ready? For those people who think flags should be able to be burned, make it legal. For those people who think it should not be, it's not, it never was, don't worry, we're cracking down. Life would exist exactly as it does now, only without the onus of guilt, shame, or legality. And freedom, in its true definition, will be experienced. Onward we shall evolve until the fucking clouds separate, sun beams down. No, you mean freedom? You mean really freedom? Ooh. That's novel. You know what I mean? Another big issue that happened over there, at least in England, it was huge. I don't know if it was here because I wasn't here, was women priests. What do y'all think of that?